Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So, if you are tuned in right now, it means you've made it. You survived the family dinners, the gift wrapping, all of the holiday madness.
But the true test is just starting, right?
That's it. Now comes the real challenge, navigating the absolute chaos of Boxing Day deals. Your inbox, your browser, every single website is just screaming at you, 50% off.
Limited stock. Buy now. And all that noise, that feeling of urgency. It's a calculated strategy. It's designed to overwhelm you, make you panic by something you don't actually need.
Exactly. And our mission today is to help you filter all of that out. We've spent hours digging through the definitive Ultimate Gaming Hardware Buyer's Guide sources, and we've distilled it all into, well, a surgical strike plan.
Right. This isn't just about finding the cheapest thing. The goal of this deep dive is to identify the strategic buys that maximize your long-term value. And this is absolutely critical. Avoid the tech that's about to become obsolete.
And that's all about timing, because the huge consumer electronics show, CES, is just a couple of weeks away in January.
And that's going to shake everything up. We need to know when to strike, and more importantly, when waiting just 2 weeks can literally save you hundreds of dollars.
Okay, so let's get right into it with what analysts are calling the golden upgrade for 2025. And you might think it's a GPU, but it's not.
No, surprisingly, it's storage. NVMe SSDs.
It feels like the most overlooked upgrade, but also the most necessary?
It is. And what's so interesting is the market this year. 2025 was incredibly volatile for NAND flash pricing. That's the memory inside the SSDs. But right now, we're in a genuine, aggressive price war.
A real price war between giants like Samsung and Western Digital.
Exactly. And beyond the price, you just need the space. Modern games are huge. The sources are saying GTA Vi's boot could be north of 200 gigabytes.
200 gigs. So capacity isn't a luxury anymore. It's the bare minimum.
It's the floor you build everything else on. So let's start with consoles, specifically the PlayStation 5. The guides are unanimous here. The king of the mountain is the Samsung 990 Pro.
And the PS5 has that minimum speed requirement, right?
It does. It needs at least 3,500 megabytes per second read speed. The 990 Pro doesn't just meet that. It obliterates it.
Yeah.
We're talking 7,450 megabytes per second.
Wow. And I saw some testing that showed something genuinely surprising.
Oh, yeah. This drive actually loads these massive texture-heavy games like Cyberpunk 2077 or Spider-Man 2 faster than the PS5's own internal storage.
So you're actually buying a measurable performance boost.
You are. But here is the critical warning. This is the part where people waste a lot of money trying to save $10.
Okay, what is it?
You absolutely must buy the version with the integrated heatsink.
The integrated heatsink. So why is that non-negotiable? I mean, what if I just game for an hour or so?
It won't matter. The PS5's expansion slot is...
Right.
It's really tight and confined. There's basically zero airflow in there.
Yeah.
So when you run a super fast drive like the 990 Pro, it gets incredibly hot.
And without the heatsink to pull that heat away?
The drive's own circuitry kicks in to protect itself. It's called thermal throttling. It just slashes its own speed down to maybe 1,000 ohms to stop from getting damaged.
And how quickly does that happen?
Sources say it kicks in after about 15 minutes of intense gameplay. So that cheaper drive you bought becomes a terrible, slow experience almost immediately.
That is fantastic intelligence. You're not saving money. You're buying a $150 paperweight. Okay, what about for PC gamers?
For PC, the guides point straight to the WD Black SN850X. It's also incredibly fast, about 7,300 millibits read speed, but its real advantage is a Windows-only feature.
A software feature.
Yeah, it's called Game Mode 2.0. Pretty technical, but it basically works with the OS to predict what game assets you're going to need next. It's not just fast, it's smart.
Leading to faster perceived load times. And there's a pricing tip for this one, too.
Yes. Always, always target the 2TB model in these sales. The price per gigabyte is consistently about 20% better than the 1TB version. It's just a smarter buy.
And for someone who just needs, you know, a secondary drive for game clips or older titles...
That's the budget king, the Crucial P3 Plus. It hits 5,000 milliamps, which is too slow for the PS5, but with 50% discounts. It's a brilliant, super affordable second drive for a PC.
All right, let's move from the speed of data to the speed of pixels. Section 2, visual hardware. The sources are pretty bold here, marking Boxing Day 2025 as the unofficial end of the high-end IPS monitor era.
And it's pure clear-out logic. Retailers have to get rid of their Gen 3 OLED stock. Why? Because LG and Samsung are about to unveil the Gen 4 panels at CES in January.
So these discounts are the last big chance to get this tech before the next wave hits.
Exactly. Let's start with cinematic immersion. For that, you want the Alienware AW3423DWF. It's a QD OLED.
Quantum.OLED, what's the main benefit there?
It's the premium experience. The Quantum Dot layer gives you much higher brightness and more vibrant color than older OLEDs. But the real game changer is infinite contrast, perfect blacks.
Explain what that actually looks like in-game. How does it change the experience?
Okay, imagine playing a game like Resident Evil in a dark room. On a normal screen, the black parts of the screen are really just a glowy gray because of the backlight.
Right.
With an OLED, each pixel turns off completely. Black is pitch black. A single flickering light in a dark corridor has this incredible clarity. It totally changes the mood and atmosphere.
That sounds amazing. But historically, OLEDs had that risk of burn-in.
They did, and that brings up a crucial point about this Alienware monitor. Dell offers a full, comprehensive 3-year burn-in warranty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It removes that last little bit of anxiety for a buyer and makes it a really safe long-term investment, especially at a sale price.
Okay, so let's flip from cinematic beauty to raw competitive speed. For games like Valorant or Counter-Strike 2, the guides point to a different monitor.
Yeah, for the competitive players, it's the LG UltraGear 27GR95QE 27-inch 240Hz refresh rate. But the shocking number here is the response time.
What is it?
It's an absurd 0.03 milliseconds.
0.03. That sounds like a typo. I mean, a fast IPS panel is 1 millisecond. Is that difference even noticeable?
It is, absolutely. This OLED is literally 33 times faster. And what that means is it completely eliminates motion blur when you're flicking your aim around. The instant you stop moving your mouse, the image is perfectly crisp. It's a real competitive advantage.
Okay, now for the most critical part of this whole deep dive. We've done storage, we've done visuals, let's talk about graphics cards. The buyer's guide calls this market a minefield.
And it's a perfect description because of the product launches that we know are just around the corner. We have to start with the red list. These are the cards you should absolutely not buy today, no matter what the discount looks like.
All right, lay it out for us. Which GPUs are on the do not buy list?
Number one is the NVIDIA RTX 4090, and number two is the RTX 4080 Super.
The two top dogs. But the 4090 is the fastest card on the planet right now. If I see a 5% discount, why not grab it?
Because we have confirmation that the RTX 5090 is being revealed in January. And every source expects a massive performance leap. That 4090 you buy today, its value could drop by $500 overnight.
Wow. So you say $50 today to lose $500 next month.
It's a terrible financial move.
Yeah.
You're buying top-tier tech right at the moment it becomes obsolete. The 4080 Super is in the same boat. Its price point is going to be directly attacked by the upcoming RTX 5080.
So the advice for anyone looking at the high end is just wait.
Just wait. A few weeks of patience will save you a huge amount of money and buyer's remorse.
Okay, so if the high end is a minefield, where is the safe zone? What's on the green list?
The safest, most strategic buy right now is the NVIDIA RTX 4070 Super.
And what's the logic there?
It's all about the release schedule. Its replacement, the RTX 5070, isn't expected until mid to late 2026. So if you buy a 4070 Super now, you're guaranteed at least 6 to 8 months of current gen status for amazing 1440p gaming. It's a secure investment.
And what about for the person who just wants the most raw power for their dollar and maybe doesn't care as much about retracing?
That is the AMD Radeon RX 7800 XT. AMD is being very aggressive with its pricing here. The big advantages are 16 GB of VRAM, which is more than the 4070 Super, and its fantastic rasterization performance.
Okay, can you quickly define rasterization for us?
Sure. It's just the traditional way games are rendered, taking 3D models and drawing them on your 2D screen. It's the raw horsepower of a card. If you don't need the fancy processor-intensive ray tracing lighting, the 7800 XT offers the absolute best performance per dollar out there. It's a workhorse.
Let's shift gears now to an area people often forget. It's that classic mistake. You spend $2,000 on a PC, but you're using the cheap earbuds that came with your phone.
It drives me crazy. Mm. Audio is 50% of the experience. And Boxing Day is the perfect time to upgrade because Audio Gear sees some of the biggest discounts.
So what's the top pick?
For wireless, the undisputed king is the SteelSeries Arctis Nova Pro Wireless.
And I heard this thing has a killer feature that solves the biggest problem with wireless headsets.
It does. It solved battery death forever. It's called the Infinity Power System. The headset comes with two batteries. One's in the headset, the other is constantly charging in the base station.
So when one dies,
you just pop the side panel off, swap them. It takes about 8 seconds and you're back in the game. You never, ever have to plug in a cable. It's a complete game changer.
And what about for someone who streams or just wants to sound really clear in voice chat?
The HyperX Quadcast S. You see this mic on almost every big Twitch stream, and for good reason. It's broadcast quality sound right out of the box, just plug and play USB, and it has a built-in shock mount and pop filter.
Any specific tip for that one?
Yeah, look for the white or the RGB versions. For some reason, those are the model seeing the deepest discounts right now.
Okay, finally, handhelds. If you were lucky enough to get a Steam Deck or an ROG Ally for the holidays, congrats. But the sources say these things are basically incomplete out of the box.
They absolutely are. You need three things immediately. First, a micro SD card, and it has to be the SanDisk Extreme. Do not buy the cheaper Ultra version.
Why? They look almost identical.
It's all about the performance rating. You need to look for the A2 app performance rating on the card. That A2 rating guarantees a certain speed that modern game engines need to load assets without stuttering.
Mm.
The cheaper cards don't have it, and your games will hitch and stutter constantly.
That's a critical detail.
Yeah.
Okay, number two, a power bank.
And not just any power bank. A standard phone bank will not cut it. It might output 30 or 45 watts. A Steam Deck running a big game can draw 50 watts. So the bank is only slowing the drain, it isn't charging.
So what's the solution?
You need the Anker 737 PowerCore 24K. It's the only one recommended because it outputs a massive 140 watts.
140, wow.
That lets the handheld charge at full speed while you're playing a demanding game at max brightness. It's true portability.
And the last piece of the handheld puzzle.
A dock. The JSAUX 6-in-1 docking station is the most recommended. It turns your handheld into a desktop. You get ports for a monitor, keyboard, mouse, and a wired Ethernet connection.
Okay, we've covered what to buy, but we have to talk about how to avoid getting scammed. Let's talk about the dirty game of retail, price jacking.
This is how they create that false sense of urgency. A retailer will take a product, raise the price by 20% in early December, and then on Boxing Day, drop it by 20% and slap a huge sales sticker on it.
So you're not actually saving any money, you're just paying the original price.
You're being psychologically tricked. Your defense against this is cross-tracking. For Amazon, use the website or extension CamelCamelCamel, you paste the link and it shows you the entire price history.
And for other sites?
The Honey extension is great, or if you're looking at PC components, PC Part Picker has price trend charts built right in.
So what's the golden rule here? How do you know if a deal is actually real?
The rule is simple. The deal isn't real if today's price isn't the lowest it has been in the last 6 months. Ignore the percentage. Look at the historical low. That's your defense against marketing hype.
Perfect. Let's run through the commander's checklist one last time just to hammer these key takeaways home for you.
First, SSDs. If you're buying for a PS5, did you double check that it has the integrated heat sink?
Second, monitors. Is it an OLED? Don't get stuck buying an expensive IPS panel when that technology is on its way out.
Third, GPUs. Are you in the safe zone? Are you sticking with the 4070 Super and avoiding the massive risk of the high-end cards right before the 50 series launch?
And finally, the price itself. Did you verify the deal on CamelCamelCamel? Is it a real discount or is it a price-jacked illusion?
And that's it. You have a plan now. It's not about impulse buying. It's about understanding the market, the tech cycles, and where to find true value.
So, to bring this all together, the guide we looked at finished by asking, what did you hunt down today? But the real question for you, the learner, is this. Given what we know about the new OLEDs and the impending 50 series GPUs, what is the next major piece of hardware that is guaranteed to crash in value in the first half of 2026?
Keep track in the market. The knowledge you have right now is what will make your next purchase a smart one.
We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.